Welcome to our Social Studies podcast.
My name is Esther.
My name is Esther.
We're in fourth and fifth grade. Today we'll be discussing about how the American Revolution begins.
Hey, Estelle, what do you know about the American Revolution?
La, la, la.
It's Estelle, hello.
What?
How the American Revolution started?
It's a channel on YouTube?
No, silly. I'm going to explain to you. On April 18, 1775, British General Thomas Gage sent about 700 soldiers from Boston. They had ordered to seize Samuel Adams and John Hancock. By the time the British reached Lexington, Adams and Hancock had fled. Captain John Parker waited with colonial militia. Militia are soldiers who volunteer to fight an emergency. No one knows who fired first, but they do know that 8 militia soldiers were killed.
Yes, I love the violence, but how many British soldiers died?
More than 90 British soldiers died.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. 3 weeks later, after the battle took place in Massachusetts, New Englander Benedict Arnold led a militia force toward Fort Ticonderoga. On June 17, British soldiers led by Major John Pickering crossed the Charles River in boats. They marched up Reed's Hill toward the eastern walls where colonists waited.
Oh, I know that the Americans didn't have enough ammunition or musket balls and gunpowder. Officers told them not to waste ammunition by firing at soldiers too far away.
Okay, you actually do know about it.
Yeah, but I sound kind of nerdy doing that.
Well, after the Americans ran out of powder and musket balls, the British won. More than 400 colonists were killed or wounded, but the victory was costly for the British. More than 1,000 British soldiers were killed or wounded. Major Pickering was one of many British officers killed that day. Word of the high-cost British victory spread beyond Massachusetts.
Can I continue?
Why not?
Many colonists came to believe that by working together, the colonists could win freedom. As 1776 began, high hopes that the revolution will be strong and successful.
Wow. Well, we're equal. I taught you, you taught me.
Well, at the end, hope you enjoy.
Until the next podcast.
Bye.
Welcome to the AISB Social Studies Podcast.
Our names are Haman, Andrew, and Jessica.
We're in 4th and 5th grade.
Today we're going to tell you about the revolution began and the Declaration of Independence.
Let's get started.
Do you know how the revolution began?
No, I did not. Please tell me.
On April 18, 1775, British General Thomas Gage sent about 700 soldiers from Boston. He had a lot of weapons and arrested Samuel Adams and John Hancock.
Oh, now I know.
Do you know how was the first shot of the war?
No.
The first shot of the war was at Lexington and Croydon. 8 military members were killed on the first shot of the war.
Now I know.
Did you know about the Battle of Bunker Hill?
No, can you please tell me?
Back in Boston, British General Thomas Gage decided to take control of the hills around Boston.
Thank you for telling.
Can you please tell me how did George Washington become the leader of the Continental Army?
Oh, I can tell. The Congress sent a peace petition to Great Britain that King George III rejected, and George Washington accepted and became the leader of the Confederate Army.
Thank you for telling.
Do you know about the purpose of the Declaration of Independence?
No, can you tell me?
The purpose of the Declaration of Independence happened because the colonists wanted independence.
Thank you for telling.
So this is the end of our podcast.
Hope you learned about the revolution began and the Declaration of Independence.
Until next time, bye!
my name is Imani.
And my name is Vino.
Welcome to the 4th and 5th grade podcast.
Today we will be talking about the French and Indian War. I am so happy you're my social studies partner.
Oh, me too.
Okay, do you know who fought in the French and Indian War?
Is it the French and the Indians?
No, silly. It was the French and the British.
Oh, I remember something like that. The disagreement started because they were fighting for land that was claimed by the French. The settlers were farmers. The French trappers feared that the newcomers would cut down forests, which would hurt their fur trade.
I didn't know that.
Now who's the silly girl?
Ha ha ha, still you.
Thank you for respect.
Stop being sarcastic, Vino. Now I will be telling you about the results of the war. The British victory in the French and Indian War united the colonists. They had joined together to fight a powerful enemy. They had discovered strong leaders such as Washington. Soon an independent spirit developed among the Americans, as they called themselves. Victory in the French and Indian War set the stage for the American Revolution.
Oh, do you know who won the war?
No.
The British won.
Dang it, I wanted the French to win.
Why?
Because I like macaroons.
Ugh, whatever.
That's it for our social studies podcast. Bye.
Hi everyone, welcome to our social studies podcast. Hi, my name is Kaim.
Hi, my name is Kai.
Today we are going to tell you about colonists protest British rule. So let's get started. Kai, do you need help with your homework?
Yes, I don't understand when Boston protested.
Really? So did you know the Boston Massacre?
No, can you please tell me?
Yes, so on March 6th in 1770, colonists, a group from Great Britain, were paid.
Thank you, Kai, for that great information.
Kai, can you tell me about the unfair new taxes?
Sure. The French and the Indian War was very costly for the British government. In 1763, King George III and British leaders agreed that taxes should be raised to pay the war debts. But British civilians were already paying high taxes, so British leaders decided to raise taxes on the colonists. Kaim, can you tell me about how did the colonists protest against the British?
Yes, I can. So colonists protested was by disobeying laws. Colonists protested against British actions by saying the British were violating their rights. The colonists believed the tax laws were illegal because they didn't have representative in parliament who could vote for the Stamp Act and the Townshend Act. Kai, what are some reasons that colonies protested British taxes?
Okay, so during the Townshend Act, which placed a tax on certain goods that the colonies received from Britain, the colonists protested by boycotting British goods. During the Tea Act, the colonists protested by the Boston Tea Party. There were 50 men dressed as Moyaki Indians. They threw all the tea into the sea.
Thank you for listening to our social studies podcast.
Bye, see you next time.